This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Historically, the voice of medical practitioners in political discussions of healthcare has come from large professional organizations like the American Medical Association. But in the current public debate over healthcare reform, a contrasting perspective is being offered by some direct care providers, those who are on the front lines in the current system and want to see it changed. Locally, that includes two young doctors in the Family Medicine Residency Program at Sutter Medical Center in Santa Rosa. They've organized and led a series of community rallies in support of reform, most recently last Thursday. Rachel Friedman is one of them. She says she's motivated in part by the inequities she sees in her daily practice.
Right now, it makes a difference in terms of the care I can provide for my patients because there are patients who don't have insurance. I can't get them the services that they need. Having some sort of standardization across the board, public option, single-payer health insurance, something so that every American has a basic level of health care that's accessible to them is absolutely crucial.
But Friedman was galvanized into action when President Obama began to waver in his commitment to the so-called public option in the federal health care reform package.
We said we have to do something about this, and so 3 days later we had our first rally. The second rally, we had nurses, pharmacists, other types of health care workers from all over Santa Rosa, as well as many more citizens and other local people who had heard about it and came out to support the cause.
Another of the resident program doctors, Veronica Jordan, helped coordinate those events, which were held in Santa Rosa's Courthouse Square. She has found this is one rare issue on which the entire residency program seems to see eye to eye.
It's one of the only things that maybe all 36 residents and probably our entire faculty can agree on. We have different opinions on things like women's access to abortion rights, even the way that physicians are paid, like a Kaiser system versus a Sutter system versus a community healthcare system. But I think we all agree that we need healthcare reform, and we all agree that a public option needs to be a part of that.
Jordan also attended Lynn Woolsey's town hall meeting on the issue in Petaluma and came away from it re-energized to do more.
It made me even more motivated to take it to the streets. I think that as physicians, we hold a lot of power. When we go outside on the streets and put on our white coats and say that healthcare needs to be changed and that we as the people who are the future of healthcare recognize that it needs to be changed, as well as the people who have been in healthcare for 30, 40, 50 years who are joining us in this, not all doctors are against reform, and in fact, there are a lot of doctors for reform.
Jordan and Friedman say they have no idea how much their rallies are affecting the views of anyone who sees them, but Rachel is hopeful, noting there are still a lot of people who just want to understand the issue better.
Every day, I encounter people who don't really understand what kind of difference healthcare reform would make. I think we're so bogged down by the status quo, and there's always a fear of change of any kind, even if that change is going to offer a lot of improvement, that I think lots of people are still skeptical or uncertain.
And for Green Northern California, Friedman offers a potent policy analogy.
The direction that we're in right now is, in some ways, I think a lot like climate change. It's unsustainable, and catastrophe is already striking to many Americans and will continue to cause a lot of suffering unless something's done.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.